Right. Could we start with a bit about you, Rosa, please? You tell me a bit about yourself. First of all, what's your date of birth?
The 20th of the 10th, 1990.
And where were you born and where did you live when you were a child?
I was born in Melbourne, Australia, and I lived there till I was six, and then I moved to England.
And what was your first school like, your first primary school like?
Well, my first primary school in Australia.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What sort of school was it? Was it a
Oh, it was
small school?
a state. It was a bit odd in the setup as we had their equivalent of reception to year five or grade five, all in one class. And you were told to teach, you were taught all together.
Right, and do you remember what kind of history that you were taught there?
I can't remember doing any
Do you
history
remember
there.
doing any, you don't remember doing any projects or anything about anything relating to Australian history, perhaps?
No,
Aborigines or anything?
no. We did. I remember we did lots of nature projects, but like the history of certain animals, perhaps, but never any periods.
Okay, well, what about when you came to England? What was the school like that you went to
It was
there?
much more traditional. We're in classes of 2 year groups, so like year one, 2 year, three, four. And it was a Church of England local school. And I can't remember the first year doing any history really, because it was all geared to SATs, which there's no history in year two SATs, or yeah, any year SATs. But in year, I remember very vividly all year four, five, year three, four, five, six. Like I remember what we did each year. In year three, it was geared around the Tudors. And do you want me to explain more about what we
Yes,
did?
that would be great if you can remember. So that would be about 90, mid 97 or
No, it'd
98.
be like 98, 99,
Right.
mainly 99.
Okay.
We did so in year three when I was 8/9. No, 7/8. I remember we everything was incorporated with the Tudors, like everything that we did. So, literacy hour, we'd read something about that. And then I remember writing a letter, pretending we were on board a boat, i.e., like Walter Raleigh, and learning about if you didn't eat oranges, then you'd get scurvy. And we made jewellery in the Tudor style. Yeah, and it was based around the stories. And what we had these things called assemblies on a Friday, and each class would take it in turns to have the assembly, and it was normally based around the history project that you were doing.
And what about the, can you, was it any different for the other 2 years that you remember? You said
Oh,
the
also another
Tudors were.
thing, we had plays in, like
Oh, right.
education plays about period. Yeah, in year four we did the Romans, and we went to. Oh, in year three, I remember a highlight was we went to Hever Castle, which was really good, and it brought it all alive. In year four, we went to Fishbourne Palace, and we were doing the Romans, and then we made our own ceramics. And yeah, I remember that quite well as well, all the Roman stuff that we did, and it was really exciting, I remember. I can't remember how we did it though exactly. Lots of drawing. And then in year five, we did the Egyptians, and we also did ancient Egyptians, and we also did the Second World War, and maybe even the Victorians as well. We had loads in year five. And we had a day when we had to dress up as Victorians and go to a museum dressed up, so we had to go all through the town. And we listened to, our teacher's mum made a recording about her experience in the Second World War. And then I remember hearing the sirens, and we had to write stories about it and stuff, and pretend that we were. Oh, and we had to. Oh, yeah, and I wrote a story about being an evacuee in Year 5. And the ancient Egyptians, we wrote our names in hieroglyphics. That's. And. Oh, and we went to the British Museum.
So, did you have quite a lot of outings at primary school, would you say?
Like one a term, but it was, or one every half term, but it was normally based around the history that we were doing. Yep.
And
again in Year 6, I think we did less because we were studying towards our SATs.
Oh, right.
So it was based on English, maths, and science.
So did it change at all, do you think, as you went up to school, or was it always taught in rather the same way?
I think it was always taught in quite a similar way. I mean, obviously in Year 3 it was more about like making jewellery and stuff, and in Year 5 we like wrote our own little books on Roman life and stuff, but it was pretty much the same, and there was lots of activities incorporated in. Oh, and lots of making posters.
And did you get any sense of continuity of how things all joined up together?
Not really. No, because you never did like a broad sweep. You did it very much in projects block.
Right, okay. Now, when you got to 11, where did you go to school?
Lewis Priory, which was the local comprehensive.
And was history taught differently?
Yeah, really differently. Instead of history kind of being incorporated into all your subjects, you had like a block, 2 hours or an hour a week. Plus at our school we did classics as well. An hour for a term and a half a year. And yeah, it was really different. It was a lot more. Well, in Year 7 it was like still lots of posters, and we did the Battle of Hastings and like acted out the two sides and had to put a case forward for like the French and the British, and we did the feudal system and the Doomsday book, and that, I remember that was still like lots of like drawing and yeah, lots of drawing and playing games. Like, I remember a board game about the feudal system. But then in Year 8, I remember it got really boring. And although once we watched Aladdin in a history class, and it was meant to be about something. We watched loads of videos, much more than in primary school. And we watched Lawrence of Arabia. I can't remember how they tied in, but they were very much meant to. And we learned about like primary sources and secondary sources and all that stuff, but I remember it being really dull and no one really enjoying it. And it was set. That was another thing that was different.
From what age were you set?
Year 7.
Oh, right from the beginning.
Yeah. But in first year, it was just 2 streams.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the second year, there was like 4 or something.
Right, okay. And so were you taught chronologically now, or was it more themes? How was
that? It was slightly more chronological, I think, because we started off like doing medieval, and then we moved on to, in the second year we did Muhammad. Was that after? That's after, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is, because it's like...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then after that we did... I mean, it wasn't a complete line, but then we did the Industrial Revolution. Oh, and we did the War of the Roses before that. But it was like, you didn't really get a clear sense, and it was really dull.
And did you ever do actual timelines?
Yeah, we did timelines. I remember doing timelines.
And did you have trips? You've mentioned, what other sort of resources did they use? You mentioned the videos. Did you have anything TV or radio?
Not radio.
Did you ever have those at primary school at all? TV or radio?
I can't remember it. No. Well, there was like a TV room, so you'd specially go up to watch like a video, but it was very rare. But in secondary school, there was a TV basically in every class, and even though it was before the smart boards, but yeah, it was much more constant. And yeah, but like classics was taught differently to history. There was like more tests, but it was, for some reason, it was much more interesting. And as I got further up the school, we had really interesting trips. Like I went to Greece and Rome, and that really brought it to life. With history, I can't remember going anywhere. We went to Fishbourne Palace again with classics.
All right. So, would you say you liked history at school?
At secondary school, I went really off it. And it was partly because I didn't get on with the teacher, but he didn't really like discussion that much. I liked debating things, and you didn't really get the chance to do that because there were such big classes. You were kind of seen as disrupting if you asked questions. And so it was very much the textbook and the lesson plan, which I guess is fair enough. It's that at 13 or 14, I didn't really get on with that and didn't enjoy it at all. I found it really boring.
So the teachers taught mainly by using textbooks?
And worksheets. And like they talk a bit at the board, but it's like answering questions on sheets. And remember, we did some art history.
Did you do source material? You sort of
We started doing that, but not very much. Mm-hmm. But a little bit, yeah. Like trying to bring it in, especially in year seven when they were trying to teach us the difference between primary and secondary sources.
Right. So did you choose to do history to GCSE?
No, I decided not to do it. I did Latin, but and within that there was classics, like modules. But
classical history?
Yeah, we did Roman life, but I decided not to do history GCSE.
Right, and was other than the teacher, was there any reason why you decided?
Yeah, I just found it really boring at secondary school. It wasn't really how I thought it would be. Whereas in English we got to discuss, in history I didn't think we did.
Okay, did you stayed on to the sixth form, or what happened at the sixth form?
My school didn't have adjoining sixth form college, so I moved to a sixth form college, a higher education, or further education, I don't know which one it is.
Some sort of sixth form
college. In another town. And there I did choose to do history. Partly because my brother and sister had said it was good at A-level, and I spoke to teachers and I thought it sounded interesting, and it kind of complemented my other subjects. I felt kind of ignorant around historical matters, so I did that. I did it as a subject.
And what periods did you study at A-level?
I did early modern, so we did the English Civil War. And European history around that period, so the Spanish Golden Age, and then Cromwell and his Republic, I guess you could call it, and what else, Elizabeth and Luther, the Reformation and the Counter-Reformation.
And did you do it in the order you've just said it to me?
No, it was all a bit back and forth, which I found a bit difficult.
So it wasn't chronological even then?
No, not at all. We did the 16th and 17th century, but we kept on, within the 2 years, we went back and forwards loads, and you'd like be taught by two different teachers who would be teaching you different bits of it, or even two subjects at the same time.
And I know you didn't study GCSE history, so it's difficult perhaps this question, but was it different studying history in the sixth form, and did the teachers teach differently from before?
It was phenomenally different to Key Stage 3. I don't think I'd ever written a history essay before in my life. And certainly the other people in my class who'd done my GCSE found it a huge jump. And I actually found it the hardest out of all my... Well, the jump, anyway, the hardest out of all my four subjects. But I remember coming home from the first week's lessons and thinking, wow, like, I'm actually using my brain for the first time in ages, having to actually think about things. So, yeah, it was really different. Again, we were still taught by quite... Well, not that many, but some videos. But, yeah, and actually the two teachers... I had two teachers who taught me who were brilliant. Well, one of them more so than the others. And they'd both done history at Oxford, so you'd think maybe their styles of teaching would be similar, but they were completely different. We had one teacher who wrote stuff down on the board, like all the information, and you copied it out, and then we'd have huge long discussions about it, and he was very funny and like acted it out, but the discussions were like really hard work, and he'd make sure that everyone spoke, so he'd ask people questions, so he'd like ask each person like a question, which was very daunting to begin with, but I guess it was really good because everyone had to stay concentrating the whole time, because you might be asked. And obviously people spoke more than others when you put your hand up. I spoke quite a lot. And then the other teacher was much more thematic. He wouldn't write down the information, but you'd kind of make your own notes, really. But I found that harder. But for both teachers, you'd get loads of sources, like loads of sources. You had huge folders of sources, which you'd then use as revision guides. And there'd be lots of debates about the sources and comparisons.
So that was how... So did you use material other than what you were given by the teachers? Did you read around it? Or
no, not really. Like, you were definitely meant to. But apart from coursework, where I did read around it, not really. I mean, the sources that we were given were more than enough, really. But I guess... Like, we were very much persuaded to, and given a list of books that we could consult from the library, like, to complement the course. And, like, I probably, the few people who did, like, definitely brought a lot to the class and were able to contribute more, but I just used the information I had and like to work with that.
So, on the whole... do you think history was taught well during the years you were at school and college?
I think it varied quite a lot. I thought secondary school wasn't very good. But then I think it would be hard to engage everyone or anyone. Especially because I think they were kind of spreading it, like, from week to week we'd be doing a completely different thing, so you never really got your teeth into anything. And you forgot everything and there was no discussions. But primary school, it was fun. I remember it being like one of my favourite things, so I guess that was good, and it engaged me in history. And probably if I hadn't enjoyed it in primary school, I would then wouldn't have gone on to do it at A-level. And at A-level I thought it was really well taught. Yeah, but then everyone in the class had specifically chosen it as one of their four subjects, and it was a very high, especially because it was early modern, I think. We had the option of doing the Second World War again. I say again, I have actually never studied the Second World War, which is probably seems quite shocking, because it's seen as being taught over and over again. But yeah, so...
That was presumably because you didn't do GCSE.
Yeah, but you'd think they're teaching year 7 to 9. I guess I did it in primary school a little bit. And they did the like Russian Revolution and all that, but everyone who'd chosen ours seemed to be very into history, and it was a very high level, so it was very interesting, really.
And at school, where
it wasn't streamed at all.
Right.
At
school, at secondary school as opposed to college, what do you think might have made it more interesting? How could they have taught it better?
More discussions if we'd studied things for longer and in more depth. Perhaps more interesting subjects. I know that all history is meant to be interesting, but I remember the Industrial Revolution being really dry, but subsequently I've read stuff about it and it's really interesting. So I think maybe when you're 12 or 13 it's not really something that really would really engage people. It may be like more social history would be more interesting, and looking at specific people and like diary accounts or something. I think that's what people want to learn about when they're about that age. And yeah, I guess that's it.
And just then a couple of final things. Is anything, what most sticks in your memory from your history lessons?
What, at A-level?
Just right through the whole, if you just suddenly, when I first mentioned history at school, what did you think of?
Well, probably because I've only just left sixth form college, like discussions, which were great. But then I also really loved primary school, so the two.
Okay. And presumably, as you're only 19, you haven't yet considered doing other history since you left. Have you read any books or watched any television or
not any history books, but through literature I like reading literature. That's where you learn about history, so I guess I prefer it when it's more animated, I guess, where you understand the people. But I haven't read any history books. No, but I've watched history TV. I think that's really interesting.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Rosa, friend. That was really good.